So now we're in the 9 days. We'll spend the next few days, we'll talk some ideas relevant to the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. We found last week was a conversation between B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, they wanted to stand the other side of the yard, and after 40 years, it's amazing to even think about it, 40 years waiting to get into Eretz Yisrael, and they say, I'm not interested, I'm not coming. And Moshe, of course, is flabbergasted. He can't believe it. And it's extraordinary emotion to actually see in Moshe Rabbeinu in this conversation. He's so upset. It's almost like also like a trauma that he's reliving from the miracle, right? That he's reliving again the same story. But the bottom line is they make a deal. And the deal is that if the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven come to fight, then they'll go first, they'll fight the wars with Am Yisrael, then they can go back to the and go and keep the land on the other side of the Yarden. But the language that they use when they say that they're going to come is an unusual language. The Torah says, "Nachnu na'avur chalutzim lifnei Hashem eretz Kanaan." We will go ahead, first in line. V'itanu achazas nachla seinu me'evel yarden. Then we'll get what we get back. You know, the nachla. But the first word in the pasuk is a strange word. Nachnu na'avur. We will na'avur. What should the word say? Anachnu. We will. Anachnu. The word anachnu means we will. Nachnu na'avur. And the Balei Torah notes, there are only two other places in all of Tanakh where you find the word, instead of anachnu, is nachnu, without the aleph. What are those two places? What? That's anachnu, I think. Nachnu. B'nei ish echad nachnu. When the brothers come to Egypt, they say to Yosef, we're b'nei ish echad nachnu. There's one other which is actually relevant to right now. It's a pasuk in Eicha, that says, Nachnu Pashanu Marinu. We'll check later if there's another one that you think. So Balei Torah claims it's only three. You think there's a fourth? Vinachnu, that's Vinachnu. Yeah, okay, fine. Good. But three words, that's not. Good, you caught me. No, but three nachnus. So what's the connection? The story here of the B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, we want to go into Eretz Yisrael. We'll go in. Kulanu B'nai Isha Chad Nachnu. And Nachnu Pashanu Marinu, we say we messed up. What's the connection? So Balei Torah says a beautiful word. He says as follows. Nachnu Navor. We're going to go together with our brothers. We're going to go and fight. Lama, why? Ki kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu. Because we're all from one father. Right? The reason we're going to go, say B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven, is because we know, we recognize that we have this responsibility because kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu. Because we're all related to each other. We're all brothers. We have to go together. V'im lo, and if we don't do so, nachnu pashanu marinu. If we don't, then we're lost. Then we mess up. Right? That the language of nachnu, all three, is one leads to the other. If we recognize, right, that if we kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu, then we'll go, we'll fight, we'll be successful. But if we refuse to join with each other, so what happens? Nachnu pashanu marinu. Then we're left lost. The last mishnah in all of Shas. The last mishnah in all of Shas. Says, there's no kli that can hold bracha like shalom. The only kli that can hold bracha is shalom. What does that mean? It's a very strange language. You want to say shalom is the greatest thing. The only kli that can hold bracha. So my friend Rabbi Moskowitz in BRS, he said a nice mashal. He said like this. He said, imagine you buy a $1,000 bottle of wine and you get ready to pour the wine. And you notice there's a little hole in the bottom of the bottle. What happens? All the wine is spilling on the floor. So what happens? You have this beautiful, I don't like wine, but for people who like wine, this beautiful, special item that was given to you and you can have. And it's amazing. And you watch it literally fall away. It falls through your fingers. Why? Because you have the wrong kli. You don't have a kli that can hold on to that bracha. Right? And what the Chazal is telling us, the last mission of all Shas, is you can have everything as a Klal Yisrael. You can have Limud HaTorah, and you can have Shmiras HaMitzvos, you can have yeshivas, you can have everything. Beautiful shuls, and mikvahs, and erevin, and kosher restaurant, everything you want. And a Jewish community, and all of Klal Yisrael, and if you don't have shalom, then all of the bracha falls away. All of it's gone. If we don't know kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu, then nachnu pashanu marinu, it's all going to be lost. And that's why, certainly this time of year, this is our job. This is our job during these 9 days. So that's 8 days left, right? To spend our time focused on this one inyan. the inn of shalom, the inn of avas chinam, the inn of how can I find a way to recreate that kli, the kli that keeps all of it together, to remind ourselves all the time that kulanu bnei isha chanachnu nachnu navor, will continue to stay together and fight together and be together. And if we do so, then we'll be zocha and mirtz Hashem, and this will be the last time we have to commemorate the 90s.